the day you think you did it, you need to retire, you know, and get back along with the Lord. Let me just mention this from my heart. I don't take this lightly. I answer to the Lord. You know, I know that it'll be God that does it through me to reach you in your heart. And I know you came here hungry to hear the Word of God. And truly, I know that the Lord is going to do a great move in this church tonight. I feel it. I know He is, okay? And what we're talking about, that song was just perfect. You know, His name is wonderful. Wonderful, okay? Never anything ever to be ashamed of. Now, tonight, the lesson, you know, I've got about 20, 25 minutes, okay? So y'all wish me luck on that one, all right? Yeah, I think I really, Liberty Baptist Church is just special in my heart. And the people here are special in my heart. They always have been. Okay? Now, this one, a lot of people, they don't get to this. Leviticus, it's the third book in the Bible. Okay? And you might. But we're going to go to chapter 6. And, you know, Genesis and Exodus, oh boy, there's a lot in there. It'll keep you on the edge of your seat. But now, Leviticus is God just kind of really saying, you know, I don't like sin. And I'm going to always have something for people's heart that they can come to and ask for repentance as long as their heart's right. So I think you're going to really enjoy this, okay? Now, if you have your Bibles and you want to follow along, that's fine, okay? So we're going to start. It's only really two verses, all right? Number 12, let me pray for a second, okay? Thank you. Lord, I know you prepared all this, and I know these people came here hungry to hear your word, God. And Lord, forgive us, God, if any of us take you for granted, because we don't mean to, God. But we want to thank you so much from my heart for all you do. And right now, Lord, it's time for you to get all the glory, and may the Holy Spirit lift up everything he's going to lift up to bring you glory. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Now, it says on here, you know, if you're following along, it says, and the fire upon the altar shall be burning. In it, it shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order upon it. And he shall burn therein the fat of the peace offering. The fire. Now, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about the fire in our heart. We're talking about how much we love Christ. We're talking about how serious is it, that personal relationship that we have with the Lord that only God knows. That fire shall never, ever be. Watch what it says. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. Did you hear that one? Of course, God's talking to me first. He always does. But let me briefly, because I know I'm going to be on this clock, all right? Let me briefly give you an idea of what's going on here, okay? If I go to a commentary that I believe in very much, okay, and he's a man of God, and I know he is, and I'd rather not just mention names because there's several commentaries, but this is the one that kind of really fits out to me, okay? The ritual of the offering was spelled out by the Lord and could not be changed. The sacrifice had to be a male animal from the herd, and the worshipers, that's us, had to bring the sacrifice to the door of the tabernacle where a fire was constantly burning on a blazing altar. The priest, now thank God we don't go through this, we have the Lord Jesus Christ. The priest examined the sacrifice. And this is kind of sad. To make sure it was without blemish. For we must give, here it is, here's the lesson, our very best to the Lord. And you know, as I work with you on this lesson, I need you to understand that studying the Bible, reading the Bible, talking to God, getting alone with God. He works on me all the time. And I'm sure he works on y'all. But this, I wish, would be for everybody, especially this group on Wednesday night, because there's not a doubt about my mind how much y'all love the Lord. But this is very serious about your personal relationship with the Lord. Now watch. I titled this, Let's not let our fire go out. Now notice I said let's. That includes me. Let's not let our fire go out. Let's examine the reasons for not letting our fire go out. Let's remember together that God made us in His image. That's pretty strong. God demands reverence. That's respect. I mean, we want respect from our children. Can you imagine God Almighty? God demands righteousness. Well, you know, we have the blood of Jesus. I understand that. God longs for our fellowship. It'll take me a lifetime to understand that. But He does. He really does enjoy, especially now, I know the world's different. If you could sit a time and it's just you and the Lord and every day you're going to go there, woo, you're going to hear from the Lord. Now, if you don't get to do that, and you do get to shut your door and get alone with the Lord, just listen, and He will talk to you. And it does say, my sheep will hear and they will know. Right? Okay. When the fire goes out, we become spiritually weak. When our fire goes out, we can fall prey to the enemy quite quickly and begin to adapt to another pattern of life. For example, going to church won't mean that much. It won't seem important anymore. Things like reading and studying our Bible, it won't feel necessary. It just won't have the fire to want to do it. You either do it or you won't do it. If you feel like you do it, you do it. So what? After all, we know that God knows that we love Him. Your priorities gradually will change. You don't make time for God. You all of a sudden say, your time is your own time. Any of this sound familiar? I'm right there. Okay. Let's examine the reality of letting our fire go out. Number one is a lack of repentance. Now I have a little time, so let's talk about that for a minute. Okay. Watch the when we go back to this, the blemish spot of the male that was being sacrificed. Let's remember, Jesus Christ was a sacrifice without blemish, without spot. Okay? So when we have sinned, or we got mad, or we got upset, all of a sudden we're not handling ourselves in a Christian manner, even in front of other people, well, praise God. As long as it's from our heart, we get to ask for forgiveness. And that's very serious. But now here's the most serious part. Well, Lord, You done forgive me so many times. Oh, Lord, I know You're going to forgive me. You forgave me before. Oh, Lord, You do understand these things. No, He don't. No, He does not. And many of us Christians don't realize that. It's a holy walk with God. It's a daily walk with God. But I thank the Lord for the repentance that we can have through the blood of Jesus Christ. And I pray all the time, Lord, don't let me take that for granted. I mean, I want to picture heaven so badly. And you know, the Bible tells us to focus on things up there, not down here. But I realize that's extremely hard in our life, okay? Okay, so we have a lack of repentance in our heart. Number two, this one is just really sad. A lack of fellowship. If your fire is like dim, slow, you'll know it. God will let you know. You'll know it yourself. A lack of fellowship. You know, the church is so important for fellowship. I thank God every day, because out there in that world, I'm pretty sure y'all hear some of the same things I do. I'm going like, okay, well, these aren't complaints, but let's just take them as an opportunity. What are they? There's so many, okay? Because they're unthankful. They're ungrateful. They don't come into the house of God. They don't know the Lord, quite a few people that we deal with. And it can put a strain on you. And sometimes, if we're not careful, we can be focusing more on that than we can Him. And He's the one that's brought us through this, right? All the time. Sometimes when we come through something, we say, Lord, I don't know how I made it through it, but I know You brought me through it. So we don't want to ever lose that lack of fellowship, that lack of love. That greatest love story ever told is Jesus Christ putting His Son to die on that cross for a sinner such as someone like me. You know? And He didn't really ask us to understand it. He just asked you to believe it and have faith and trust Him. Walk with Him daily. Put Him first daily. Some of these things He's asking is not really too hard. The world is trying to change us. But Christ, if we put Him first, He's not going to let the world change us. Now here's another one. Lack of priorities. It's not important to put God first. I mean, you know, I have a right to have this trip. I have a right to do this. Let me help you with this. You talk to Him about your rights, not me, okay? Because I deal with Him all the time on that. Well, Lord, I got a boat now, and I done had several, you know, what do you want to call surgeries. So sometimes Sunday I won't be here. Yeah, try that one. See how it works for you, okay? No, you don't put nothing in front of God's holy day. The Sabbath is holy. He said so. So you know what? I can't think that away. But if I'm not in that Word, if I'm not coming to church, if I'm not being around the fellowship, I'm going to think that away. I promise you. Okay? And the lack of desire. You know, the desire to realize that this is a holy, righteous, pure God that we get to pray to and cry out to and trust and watch Him. How many mountains have y'all watched Him move for you? And He's going to move more, and you know He will. Let's examine. Now, this is the good part. Let's examine the reward for keeping the fire blazing. When I left home, I said, Lord, let me put another log on that fire. Lord, let me get that thing blazing, Lord. You know, You do whatever You do, Lord. You do Your divine appointments. And that's the attitude we got to have. Anybody that, and I'm not a grill person, I got one. It's beautiful, but I don't use it. I'm just not. You know, but a lot of people around me are, and they'll tell you, man, when them coals get, where they're either turning white and burning out, or those coals get to where they're not cooking like they're supposed to, the people around you are going to start complaining because that meat ain't getting cooked. The fire. We got to keep the fire burning. Some of the rewards are, now this is a big one. It don't sound like much, but it's a big one. You become, in nature, more like Jesus Christ in character. You will be empowered to live a successful Christian life. That's powerful, isn't it? We know that we can't do it without Him. We don't have a doubt of that. We tried it, okay? Speaking for myself, okay? You will be able to distinguish God's will more clearly. You will become more stable in a Christian living. You will become more submissive in mind and heart. You will begin to bear Christian fruit. You know what that means? Give me a second. You won't just walk by people. You'll ask them to come to church. I'm going to tell you, I got some testimony people in here right now, but I ain't calling them out. I can't do it. If you want the Holy Spirit in you and you want it to fill you up and you want the overflow and Christ gives it to you and He anoints you and He blesses you, that's a personal relationship. He can do what He wants. I see people, I don't care where they are. I tell them about Liberty Baptist Church. I let them know about the Lord. It's not because I'm nothing special. I'm going like, well, that might have been a little rude. I hope you were, you know, three or four people today. And I watched the Holy Spirit go to work today. I don't care what anybody says, okay? And that's the one that does it. And then, you know what you did? You just planted a seed. You can't do it anyway. God's the one's got to water it. We go on, and we say, well, Lord, I don't know, but God knows. Okay? We must remember to stay connected to God. You will become blessed of the Father. Blessed. I think a lot of Christians, including me, took that for granted for a long time. I'm trying to tell a lot of people that I know now, and I realize I can't just snap my fingers and make that happen. I get it. I understand that walk. But there ain't nothing greater than the favor of God. Nothing. Just absolutely nothing. So tell me what's more important than getting alone with Him and talking to Him. Now, you ain't going to fool Him. He knows your heart. Yeah, He does. He knows your heart. And that's good, because people like you that come in here on Wednesday night, like the pastor said, you could be somewhere else. But no, you're hungry for the Word. You want to hear what God's got to say. And that's what we need, especially in this world that seems to be deteriorating terrible. Just sad. It's sad. You know, and don't get me wrong, I know this, because I had to fight it myself. We'll grab that phone in a New York minute instead of saying, Lord, did I tell you I love you? Lord, do you know you got today? Because I don't. Lord, thank you for having yesterday. And listen, I can tell you as a friend, when people tell you something, you know if it's true or not. They might not think you know it or not, but in most cases, you can see right through them. So you don't think God Almighty, when we say something like that, won't realize it's from our heart or our lips? So may the Lord help us slow down and really mean some of the things we say from our heart. And I'm sure you do. I'm just, you know, sharing this, okay? Now, watch this one. You will become hungry for the Word of God daily. You will be excited about the personal relationship. You ready for this? Because I hope it just echoes out through the whole place. That we have the privilege of drawing closer to God. Do y'all consider that a privilege? It is. And you know, I realize we get tied up in this world, and we come to church and we go here and we're trying to handle this and we're trying to do this. Now, Satan, y'all, because you love the Lord and you want to be on fire for God and you have that personal relationship, you need to be praying every day. You need to be praying for that armor of God, because you're the one He's going to attack. But if you have no weapon formed against me, saith the Lord God Almighty. Every perfect gift comes from above, okay? Your word will never come back. It won't ever come back void. If you have that, then you have the word inside of you, and you can say, go ahead, Satan, because God's got this battle, okay? But it don't mean that He ain't going to mess with the ones that ain't doing nothing for the kingdom of God. You may as well know that, okay? Our relationship with God is the most important source of a spiritual fuel inside of our heart. Through daily prayer, reading the scripture, and seeking His guidance, we can draw closer to Him and receive strength and wisdom that we need to navigate life's challenges. Does life have some challenges? Oh my goodness. It really does. And most of it probably ain't ours. It's people we know and people we love and people we care about. And we just never know what we're going to go through. But God does. Now, we got to remember this, okay? Jesus, in John 15:5, He said, I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. You know, many times I say, well, Lord, you know, fruit in the Bible is love, joy. What's that joy? Did you hear me? Joy. A Christian can have joy, love, joy, peace, goodness, faithfulness. Now, here's this one, too. Holiness, self-content. All right? We don't think like they do out there in the world, because we have the Lord that we can count on. But always love them, always forgive them, always encourage them, always invite them in the house of God. You know, don't dwell on where you used to be. But just remember, if God can save someone like you and I, Who can he not save? All right? Now, here's something very important. We must remember we're not meant to walk this journey alone. We ought to surround ourselves with fellow believers that we can share our faith and values and can provide help, support, and encouragement. Because we need it. Didn't we need it when we were beginning in the Word of God? I know I need it. And elders, and I ain't going to go there, okay? But you know who you are? If you are on fire for the Lord, and that youngin' or that teenager or somebody's there, you know, they're probably too scared to talk to you or ask you a question. But why don't you let them know, hey, I'm in your corner. If you have any questions about the Lord, I went through it. You know, I go through it daily. That's the Father we serve, right? Now, and the wisdom, God already said, I taught that in Sunday school, and you know, I almost sometimes want to cry because our Sunday school is getting down. And if you're teaching on the heroes of faith, you would think the doors and the place would be packed. And I understand people are busy, but the heroes of faith, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And you want to please the Lord. Now watch. We can build a meaningful relationship and uplift one another's needs by participating in church activities, small groups, and other base together, like Vacation Bible School. Again, listen to me now. I'm just telling you from my heart. You ain't going to miss these things if you're on fire. If you have that fire and you're putting one log after the other, these are some things that the Holy Spirit's going to work on you with because he's asking for your help. And know this, you know, I learned this. It took me a long time to learn it. When God says, or the pastor says, or a man of God or a woman of God says, I need your help, don't say, I can't do it. Don't do that. Because you know what you're saying? You're saying like Moses did. Well, Lord, I can't do this. And Moses said, I made you. God said, I made you. I made you, Moses, and I'm going to be with you. So this is what you're saying. When you say, I can't do it, Lord, if somebody says, would you teach Sunday school? Or would you help over here? Or would you do this? You're really honest to God, telling God, well, Lord, you know I can't do it because you didn't give me the talent and you can't give me the talent to do it. Don't you dare do that. Whether you tell him I'll think about it or what an honor it is, it's always an honor. I don't care if you're cleaning the bathrooms or what you're doing. You're doing it for God. And that's where a lot of us Christians now, it's hard. It's hard because it looks like we're doing it in another situation. And they might care, they might not care. But the Lord says, whatever you do, even to the least, you do unto me. Right? Okay? Now, let's remember this. This is where I was talking about some of the pillars in the church. And you know who you are. You know you love the Lord. You know you have a lot of wisdom. Iron, in Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpens iron. So one person can and does sharpen another. One of the most effective ways to keep our fire burning is to serve others with love and compassion. Acts of kindness, whether big or small, can regenerate our passion for living a life, purpose, and positive impact on those around us. You hear that word? Positive impact. You don't know they're looking, but they're looking. God knows they're looking, and he's going, yeah, that's my child. That's my child. Look on. Because I want you to grow like them. Now, what about this? One of the most effective ways to keep our fire burning is to serve the Lord. Jesus told us in Matthew 25, verse 40, truly I tell you, whatever you do. Now, Jesus couldn't lie. He never lied. You know that. Whatever you did. How about that? For one of the least of these brethren and sisters of mine, you did it for me. You did it for me. So I know you're not to steal God's glory. I understand that, but you know what? You can pat yourself on the back once in a while. And you can say, thank you, Lord, for that opportunity. And thank you, Lord, that you did it through me. And you don't know until you get up to heaven one day how many lives you actually affected. Just by caring. Just by letting the Lord work through you. So let's cultivate a grateful heart and strive to keep our fire burning daily for the Lord. Now, I don't know if this was longer or shorter, but in conclusion, and then we end with a prayer. Let us diligently in tending to the fire within us. Let us not allow the cares. Now listen to this now. Cares and the challenges of this world to extinguish our passion for God and our commitment to living a life of faith and love by standing connected to God, fellowshipping with believers, serving others, cultivating gratitude, and embracing rest. We can ensure that our fire burns brightly and continues to keep the light on our path. May the Holy Spirit fill our heart with the divine flames and empower us to shine His light in this world through us. Let's pray. Father, I pray, Lord, that it's every one of us, our desire to put another log on the fire, to seek You from our heart, not our lips. And God, I thank You so much for all Your blessings that You do and keep on, Lord, blessing Liberty Baptist Church and bless the people, Lord. And Lord, I know we're going to pray later, but be with the pastor and everything he's going through and his father and his family. And Lord, thank you so much, God, that you love us so, the way you do. In Jesus' name, praise you, Lord. Amen.